Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, June 25th, 2025, and we have a lineup of science headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Mining news breaks. Emperor Metals Inc., OTCQB, EMAUF. Advances Duquesne West exploration with high-grade gold zones. Emperor Metals Inc., trading as AUOZ on the CSE, EMAUF on the OTCQB, and 9NH on the FRA exchange, has made significant advancements in its Duquesne West exploration program. The company's two-year drilling campaign has identified high-grade plunge trends and broad low-grade zones, improving the scale and grade of the project. CEO John Florek highlighted newly defined dual-plunge orientations, leading to the discovery of multiple high-priority drill targets. Notable intercepts include 21.7 meters of 35.2 grams per ton gold in hole DQ24-12. Emperor Metals is focused on developing high-quality gold properties in the Canadian Shield region.
GeoVax announces issuance of patent covering novel vaccine construct for preventing malaria infection. GeoVax Labs, Inc. has announced the issuance of a patent covering a novel vaccine construct for preventing malaria infection. The patent supports a multi-antigenic VLP-MVA vaccine design for products used against endemic and emerging infectious diseases. The patent covers compositions comprising GeoVax's recombinant modified Vaccinia Ankara viral vector expressing immunogenic proteins from Plasmodium falciparum. The novel construct supports expression of virus-like particles assembled from P. falciparum circumsporozoite protein or gametocyte surface protein fused to a Marburg virus glycoprotein transmembrane domain along with the Marburg VP40 matrix protein. This vaccine design aims to enhance vaccine potency and induce both humoral and T-cell responses. GeoVax President and CEO David Dodd stated that this patent demonstrates their commitment to advancing vaccines addressing globally persistent and emerging pathogens, supporting long-term value creation and public health impact.
Still top cause of death, the types of heart disease people are dying from, is changing. Research published in the Journal of the American Heart Association reveals that while overall heart disease death rates have dropped by 66% in the past 50 years, there has been a shift in the types of heart disease people are dying from. Deaths from heart attacks have decreased by nearly 90%, while deaths from heart failure, arrhythmias, and hypertensive heart disease have increased. Advances in public health measures focused on prevention and life-saving interventions have allowed people to live longer with chronic heart conditions. The American Heart Association emphasizes the importance of prevention, highlighting the need to address emerging challenges in managing heart conditions other than heart attacks to ensure healthy aging.
Creative Biolabs facilitates neuroscience research with an advanced electrophysiology platform. Creative Biolabs is advancing neuroscience research with their advanced electrophysiology platform. By utilizing electrode chip technology and calcium signaling, researchers can monitor and stimulate neuronal activity for neural interfaces, brain-machine interactions, and disease modeling. Their high-performance tools allow for precise measurement of pharmacological agents' effects on calcium signaling pathways in various samples, including cultured neurons and brain slices. With an advanced electrophysiology platform, researchers can analyze neuronal activity in real time for drug efficacy analysis and high-throughput screening. Creative Biolabs also offers innovative microfluidic techniques for cell capture, sorting, and organ chip development, replicating living organisms' microenvironment for studying cells, tissues, and organs. Visit their website for more information on their cutting-edge technologies and upcoming webinar on neural circuits of survival.
Biomed News breaks. InMed Pharmaceuticals Inc. NASDAQ INM reports positive preclinical results for INM-NIO1 in Alzheimer's neuroinflammation model. InMed Pharmaceuticals Inc., a pharmaceutical company listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol INM, has reported positive preclinical results for its compound INM-901 in an Alzheimer's neuroinflammation model. The data shows significant reduction in inflammation markers independent of amyloid beta or tau pathology. INM-901 targets CB1, CB2 receptors, and PPARs, demonstrating improvements in cognition and behavior in animal studies. The company plans to advance the compound through additional preclinical and IND-enabling studies with a lead indication in Alzheimer's disease. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. D-Wave Quantum Inc., NBE, partners with Yonsei University and Incheon City to advance quantum adoption in South Korea. D-Wave Quantum Inc. partners with Yonsei University and Incheon City to advance quantum adoption in South Korea. The MOU focuses on research collaboration, education, and commercial use case development. The collaboration aims to advance mutual research and talent development for quantum computing, provide access to D-Wave's quantum computing technology, and explore the development of use cases in biotechnology, materials science, and other areas. This strategic partnership is designed to accelerate quantum computing adoption and commercialization in South Korea, with plans to acquire a D-Wave Advantage 2 system at Yonsei University's international campus in Songdo, Incheon. This partnership marks a significant step forward in the region's quantum infrastructure ambitions.
Lahontan Gold Corp., LG, LG, LGCXF, positioning itself as a premier Nevada mine developer and explorer in today's gold market. Lahontan Gold Corp., listed on the TSX Venture Exchange as LG and on the OTCQB as LGCXF, is establishing itself as a leading Nevada mine developer and explorer in today's gold market. The company's focus is on the Walker Lane area, known for high-grade gold and silver discoveries. Lahontan's key project is the Santa Fe mine, with additional properties like West Santa Fe, Moho, and Redlich to bolster its potential. Operating through U.S. subsidiaries, this Canadian-based mineral exploration company offers investors exposure to both near-term development and exploration opportunities in Nevada's Walker Lane, a region renowned for its mining-friendly environment. With active drilling programs and a robust resource base, Lahontan is well positioned for success in the competitive gold market. Could wheat germ hold the key to supercharging immunotherapy? New research hopes to find out. An ongoing clinical trial at the Comprehensive Cancer Center at UC Davis is investigating whether fermented wheat germ could enhance outcomes for cancer patients undergoing immunotherapy. The study aims to determine if this could help patients live fuller lives or even overcome cancer. Kalidi Biotherapeutics Inc. is also conducting research in this area. This research could potentially revolutionize immunotherapy treatments for cancer patients. Stay tuned for more updates on this groundbreaking study. NOA Lithium strikes critical water, a game-changing discovery for Rio Grande Project. NOA Lithium Brines Inc. has made a game-changing discovery at its Rio Grande project in Argentina's Lithium Triangle. The company has located a freshwater source on-site, eliminating a significant hurdle in the project's development pathway. This strategic find aligns perfectly with the area of highest lithium concentration where NOA envisions future production facilities and evaporation ponds. With the potential to reduce costs associated with water procurement and transport, this discovery adds tangible value to the project's economic assessment. Positioned in a mining-friendly jurisdiction, NOA's steady advancement towards becoming Argentina's next major lithium producer makes it a compelling story to follow for investors in the lithium space.
GeoVax comments on FDA approval of Keytruda in head and neck cancer, underscoring potential for Gedeptin combination therapy. GeoVax Labs Inc. comments on the FDA approval of Keytruda in head and neck cancer, highlighting the potential for their Gedeptin combination therapy. This approval signifies a significant advancement in curative intent treatment for head and neck cancer, supporting GeoVax's Phase 2 Gedeptin trial. the trial aims to improve tumor clearance and reduce relapse by combining Gedeptin's targeted cytotoxicity with checkpoint inhibition. The NEJM editorial emphasizes the importance of patient selection and treatment duration in the immunotherapy era, aligning with GeoVax's biomarker-driven approach. GeoVax is excited to embark on the next phase of Gedeptin development, aiming to enhance local tumor eradication and systemic anti-tumor immunity. Creative Biolabs turbocharges mRNA revolution with end-to-end solutions. Creative Biolabs is at the forefront of the mRNA revolution, offering end-to-end solutions for therapeutic development. Their platform includes precision tools for mRNA therapies, custom sRNA synthesis, and targeted LNP synthesis for enhanced delivery. By integrating cutting-edge modifications, Creative Biolabs maximizes translational accuracy and shelf life, crucial for global distribution. Their expertise in nucleic acid therapeutics is reshaping medicine, from curing HIV to personalized cancer vaccines. Connect with Creative Biolabs experts at upcoming industry events and explore collaboration opportunities for groundbreaking mRNA development. Global study maps where nature's services fall short and why. A new global study offers a high-resolution view of how ecosystem services like food production, carbon sequestration, soil conservation, and water yield have shifted over the past two decades. While some regions have an ecological surplus, others face growing shortfalls, particularly in carbon storage and water availability. Climate change and human activities are reshaping this balance. The study, published in Environmental Science and Ecotechnology, reveals that ecosystem services are trending towards surplus overall, but deficits are growing for carbon sequestration and water yield. Spatial analysis shows patterns of supply-demand mismatch, with human activities driving mismatches in food production and carbon sequestration, while climate shifts impact soil conservation and water yield. The findings empower decision-makers to target local solutions for a global problem, recognizing the interaction between climate and human activity as key to crafting effective land use and conservation strategies.
Lexham, new study indicates efficacy of multiple doses of extracellular vesicles to address muscle myopathy. A new study by Lexham LLC reveals that multiple doses of extracellular vesicles, EVs, could help reduce the risk of lung injury in ICU patients on mechanical ventilation. Initial results show improvements in diaphragm muscle fibers after one dose, with even more progress seen after two doses. The study, conducted at Lexham's unique lab in Uppsala, Sweden, supports the hypothesis of Professor Lars Larsson, Lexham's chief scientific officer, on the efficacy of EVs derived from bone marrow mesenchymal stromal cells. The positive outcomes following a second dose of EVs indicate nearly complete preservation of muscle fiber size and function. Lexham plans to move forward with phase 1 trials in Europe, aiming to address muscle myopathies in ICU patients and improve outcomes for millions of individuals. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.